Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, for the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years, we've actually been talking about delistings on the JSC. But I've noticed that over the last maybe 6 months or so, now we're talking about relistings on the JSC.
It's some good news for the JSC. And funny enough, we spoke to both of them last night, the JSC executives, as well as the CEO of a new company that recently took up a listing on the stock exchange, Optasia. Now, you're quite right. It is a sign of the times and I guess a turn in the trend that we have been witnessing for some time. But following the successful listings of the likes of Boxer, as well as We Buy Cars last year, Optasia is a new fintech company that is actually listed on the stock exchange. We're told that investment bankers are smiling all the way to the bank given the participation in this particular listing. And for many of us who aren't familiar with Optasia, it's essentially a fintech company that's driven by AI. So typically, they provide a lot of the value-added services that we get to enjoy when it comes to access on our banking apps, not just in South Africa, but in 38 countries across the world. Essentially, it's the opportunity to buy prepaid airtime in advance, making quick and fast and efficient money transfers, even the likes of actually being able to transact and actually view your credit profile. Now, for Optasia, we spoke to the CEO last night, and a new entrant, someone who is from Spain, but with a wealth of experience within the technology as well as a financial space. And fundamentally, what they are looking to do with this new listing is to actively drive a lot more growth within the banking space. For the JSC, this is a clear win because the ululations as well as vuvuzela blowing that happens at the listing, it's just, I guess, a commemoration and a recognition of the fact that we do have deep liquid capital markets in the African continent. Coupled with that, let's not forget that Cell C is also earmarked to still make its listing. Coca-Cola will make its listing and appearance on the JSC at least within the first quarter of 2026, from what we understand from the JSC.
Now, let's move on to sugarcane farmers. They're speaking about maybe more regulation. They feel they should be protected from people that import sugar because it comes in a lot cheaper. It decimates the local market. But let's also be honest, man. And I've said this for a long time. Sugarcane farming is not what it used to be, right? If you look at the sort of climate that's required to make sugarcane work, the amount of water you require and the amount of land, there are so many other crops that you could plant and get so much more money.
All about the yield. And you're quite right in terms of time, space, and efficiencies just in terms of operations. I've been hearing a lot of stories from the sugarcane growers in parts of KZN specifically. Mpumalanga is also a significant contributor to that. But I also recall a conversation we had on Kaya Biz back in July with the Sugarcane Growers Association of South Africa. And they've been waving this red flag for quite some time, essentially saying that not only has it become a lot more difficult to produce sugar in the country, but the cheaper imports from countries like India and Brazil, who essentially bring their product to the country at a cost that is much lower than the true reflection of production, is making the market a little less competitive. Now, what they do describe is that we have seen a significant surge in sugar imports in the country for this year, up by 400%, they say. And essentially, to put things in context, they say for every ton of sugar that is imported into the country, the local industry loses about 7,600 rand. That includes jobs, impact into the supply chain, and they've made significant calls for government to intervene with additional tariffs, but also for additional support when it comes to small-scale sugarcane growers, just to have the necessary support to keep their businesses sustainable. Not quite sure where this one's going to end up, but I guess we've seen similar stories happen in other sectors, right? Think about steel, think about chrome. These are just some of the factors that actually come into play regarding the policies we have with our foreign partners when it comes to trade relations.
Interesting that you mentioned steel, right? Because ArcelorMittal has been in trouble for the longest time. Yet, there's a new steel producer from China that's opening up their doors sometime this week. So they obviously know something that we don't, or they've got access to markets in a way that we don't. Or, lastly, they're just able to produce at a way cheaper rate than we can.
Yeah, all of those factors are very true. Interesting times, especially if you take a look at the access that the Chinese do have to the South African market. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day.
It's a political one as well. What are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, we'll open up from 107,381 points today. So slightly soft on the All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're trading at 17.49 to the US dollar, 22.79 to the pound, and now at 20.10 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday. 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula 24P on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.